In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated. Last week, we considered the biblical truth that we are now currently living in the end times. End times that have been going on for almost 2,000 years now, since our Lord's death, resurrection, and ascension. But tonight, we consider the biblical truth that there will indeed be a definite end to these end times, even though it might seem that all things are continuing as they were from the beginning of creation. There will be a final day for this universe. There will be a particular hour, even a particular moment, when time will cease. The Apostle Paul preached in Acts chapter 17, he has fixed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed. There is one final day, the last day of all. And this day is known by several names in the Holy Scriptures: the last day, the day of the Lord, and as Paul preached in Athens, the day of judgment. And it's by that last name that we confess this day in our creeds. He will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead. Jesus Christ, the Son of God and Son of Man, will return on the clouds, and every eye will see him. And then he will sit on his glorious throne, and the nations will be gathered before him. The dead, both great and small, will stand before his throne. And this will truly be the time for final judgment. There won't be another one held after this. There isn't a higher court that someone might appeal to. No. From his great white throne, Jesus will render his final verdict on every single human being, dead and living, godly and wicked, and on the evil angels as well. On this last day, when Christ comes in glory, he will render a judgment based on our works. He will judge us based on the deeds that we have done in this earthly life. Yes, we will be judged on the last day according to works. Admittedly, that sounds a little strange to our Lutheran ears. But the Bible teaches it. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 says, "For we all must appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil." For this reason, the church confesses in the Athanasian Creed, "At his coming, all people will rise again with their bodies and give an account concerning the deeds that they have done. And those who have done good will enter into eternal life, and those who have done evil into eternal fire." And the deeds by which we will be judged are mentioned, at least in part, in our scripture lesson this evening. Did we feed the hungry? Did we give drink to the thirsty? Did we welcome the stranger, or clothe the naked, or visit the sick and imprisoned? If you ask yourself those questions honestly this evening, you may feel a bit of chill in your heart or a deepening pit in your stomach. For we can all think of times, probably multiple times, in fact, where we have not done those things. When we saw the beggar standing on the street corner and turned our head the other direction until the light turned green. When we knew of a friend, family member, neighbor, or even fellow church member who was in desperate need of even simple assistance, especially in these months of COVID, and yet allowed ourselves to excuse our inactivity by our obligations and even pastimes. If you are feeling pangs in your conscience this evening after hearing the word of the Lord, do not dismiss them. It is good that the word of judgment on the last day should strike you in your heart and cause you to examine your deeds. The Holy Spirit, through the word of God, is calling you to repent because you are still a sinner in this life. The old Adam, your sinful flesh, is still clinging to you. And that old Adam would constantly lull you into a sense of false security, just like those scoffers who live as though Christ is never coming again and that there will never be a final judgment. But be warned, such false security concerning the end, if left unchecked, will lead to unbelief. It's for this very reason that the warning of the final judgment of the last day has been written and is preached to you, that you would examine your heart, recognize your sin, repent of that sin, and then flee to Jesus Christ alone, and in faith confess Him to be your only Redeemer from sin. But take heart. By faith alone in Jesus Christ alone, who was born under the law for you, who kept the law in His life in your place, who died under the law in your stead, you are and will be dealt with according to this word. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to all who believe. Or as Jesus Himself says in John chapter 3, whoever believes in the Son is not condemned. You see, in Christ alone, all believers will pass from this life without judgment. Yes, it is true. All mankind will be judged according to the deeds that they have done, but Christians at the same time will be judged according to their faith in Jesus. And if Christians are judged according to their faith in Jesus, they are not judged according to their sins, because their sins are gone. Through faith in Jesus Christ, you've received forgiveness. Your sins have been cast into the depths of the sea. They have been removed from you as far as the east is from the west. There is no sin. So what is left on the last day for you to be judged by? Good works. Those good works that are proof of your living faith in Jesus Christ. Yes, this is true. God has declared it to be so. There are no evil works to be brought to light for Christians on the last day. And that's why in our gospel lesson this evening, when Christ our King renders His verdict on His sheep, those who are on His right hand, His Christians, He makes no mention of any sins whatsoever. He only mentions their good works. And this, mind you, has taken place after the sheep have been separated from the goats, the righteous from the wicked, the believers from the unbelievers. In other words, the judgment had already taken place, even before the evidence was given. Believers, blessed by the Father, will inherit the kingdom of heaven. And the works that they did while on earth testified to the faith by which they were saved. It might seem contradictory, but in truth, there is no conflict between these two biblical statements. All mankind, including believers, will be judged on the last day, and yet the believers will not be judged. For again, the final judgment of Christians on the last day will take into consideration only their good works, not their sins. Jesus again says this in John chapter 5. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life. You see, the judgment that is entirely one-sided, favored only to your good works, disregarding any and all sins, can hardly be called a judgment at all. In the end, as we consider the last day and the final judgment, we must do so according to the proper distinction between law and gospel. You remember that God's law is his perfect demand on you as found in the Ten Commandments, a perfect demand that you cannot fulfill. The gospel, however, is God's perfect promise of the forgiveness of sins for Jesus' sake, which is received by faith and faith alone. Yes, there is much that is written about the last day in the Holy Scriptures. That is God's law. Matthew 12, I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless word they speak. Romans 5, but because of your hard and impenitent heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself on the day of wrath, when God's righteous judgment will be revealed. 2 Peter 3, which we heard this evening. But by the same word, the heavens and earth that now exist are being stored up for fire, being kept for the day of judgment and destruction of the ungodly. When we hear these words about the last day, we should be brought to repentance. We should confess our iniquities. But then we should also hear the word of the last day that is the gospel, that is the good news. Luke 21. Now when these things begin to take place, straighten up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Romans 8. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. In Matthew 25, which we also heard this evening, come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Yes, when the law, even the law regarding the last judgment, does its work, when it brings us low, brings us to humility and repentance for all our sins, then let us hear the gospel, the good news that those sins are forgiven and stand forgiven, even into eternity, by Christ our dear Lord, who paid the price of our sins on the cross. If the Lord were to judge us on the basis of our works, we would most certainly not be able to stand before him. And on the last day, there will be some who are judged according to that standard. Many, in fact. That is, those who rejected him in unbelief. And so their sins will be on full display, as we heard this evening. All of those times they neglected their neighbor in need will be brought to their attention. And finally, they will depart from the Lord's throne as those who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. But again, do not be afraid. Through faith alone in Jesus Christ alone, the standard for your judgment is not God's perfect law, but rather his gospel, the forgiveness of your sins for Jesus' sake. And so by this same gospel, you will enter with Christ as those who are blessed, entering into eternal life. And as we look ahead to this final day, the end of all things, we do well to consider, as Peter writes, what sort of people ought you to be in lives of godliness and holiness? In the first place, we should seek and find our holiness and godliness in Christ alone, whose righteousness is credited to us by grace alone, through faith alone. And this faith is strengthened and preserved through the means of grace which God himself instituted for us, the Word and the Sacrament. As we await the coming day of the Lord, we do best by attending to that Word and Sacrament as often as possible. For through these means, that final verdict is already being rendered to you. That you are justified by faith apart from works of the law. But even as faith in Christ is first and most important, a new life and good works will undoubtedly follow. And therefore, in the second place, we Christians who have the opportunity to serve our neighbor here on earth for Jesus' sake should do just that. Of course, as we do good works here on earth, shouldn't take account of them or think too highly of them, and certainly not put our earthly and eternal hope in them. But when the Son of Man comes in glory, and all the angels with him, sitting on his glorious throne, we will not bring up those good works for judgment. In fact, as our Lord said, we will be surprised, even shocked, when he mentions them. Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and visit you? Here on earth, and even on the last day, we Christians don't consider ourselves according to our works, but rather we confess ourselves to be poor sinners, whose only hope in life is Jesus Christ crucified and risen for us. But that hope does not put us to shame, and it will not put us to shame on the last day. For even now, our life is in Christ, and on the last day, we will stand in him. For in Christ, there is no condemnation. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Please stand.